So let's go back to our posture and our breathing and our refuge and our bodhicitta. So using the breath to straighten up the back, open up the chest. Bringing the awareness down to the base of the spine to stabilize our discursive thinking. Imagining that the breath, the light, goes throughout all the body. Tips of the toes, the fingers, the crown of the head. Breathing into the belly, the mid part of the ribs, and under the armpits and collarbones and shoulder blades. As if our body was a balloon we could blow up. Using the breath to expand the diaphragm both up and down. Feeling the sitting bones on the cushion. Feeling the openness at the base and the top. Feeling the skin becoming more porous like light so that the light rays can pass through us. Relaxing the brow, maybe do the taps, that always helps. So tap the eyebrows while you breathe into the belly. Tapping under the eyes and just kind of allow the chin to tuck in. It's not so much that the chin tucks in, it's more that the skull lifts up from the back, and that makes the chin tuck in. You could tuck your chin in, but still have your neck collapse. So the idea is that it lifts up your neck, opens up the space between the skull and the spine. Then in front of the ears, the jaw, opening up the jaw, area of the upper palate, feeling a lot of space in the mouth. Maybe move your jaw from side to side. And tapping the under the nose, chin, you tap the chin just where the teeth, just below where the teeth end, the chest. Feeling that, allowing the chest. A lot of times you're doing the taps, it helps your belly starts to relax more, your chest will open up. Just because, you know, we shut everything down. Stress makes us shut everything down. And then the sides of the hands. And then just let the hands drop, and then just go back and redo everything that I reminded us about before we did the taps. The whole body, the breathing, the whole body. And there's also this kind of environment of light. This inner environment of light and clarity that also has the characteristic of love. And so as we breathe in, that gets energized. And as we exhale, it just allows us to let go. So with every exhale, we just feel more and more relaxation of body and mind and spaciousness. Breathe into that. When you breathe in the belly, make sure it's not just the front, but the back as well. So it almost feels like you're opening up that whole pelvic. You know, you visualize your bones, your pelvic girdle, so that that becomes a very stable base. Then we bring in the objects of refuge, the four-petaled lotus, with the mandala deities, the Buddhas, the Dharma, the Arya Sangha, the Bodhisattvas, Arya Bodhisattvas, white tar in the center with Amitaya on her crown. Recollecting how grasping an inherent existence is the root of all suffering, making a strong determination to renounce that grasping. Not just for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. And connecting with that sense of concern and care for all others. Knowing that all phenomena are actually in the nature of emptiness, dependent arising. And with a great aspirational faith and certain faith, we turn our minds to the Arya Sangha and the Arya Tara and make very deep requests, you know. Real refuge, you know, please help me to develop true renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, not only Suchayana but Vajrayana. And this deep longing can only come with a real deep understanding of the shortcomings of samsara. Because most of the time, we're just happy to be ignorant and enjoy our lives. Even the suffering part of it, we're attached to it, is comfortable. Just like a woman who stays in a relationship with an abusive man, or vice versa. It's comfortable, so we stay. It's all we know. Usually people like that had an abusive parent. That's all we know. So it's comfortable, so we want to stay. Getting out takes a lot of work. The teachings say with enough devotion, with enough, you know, devotion is like appreciation and gratitude and understanding and faith, and that creates a real longing desire for the realizations that actually it isn't very hard. So let's, even if we have to fabricate it right now, let's just imagine that, you know, we're Milarepa pleading with Marpa to give us the teachings. With all of Milarepa's determination and courage. And then feeling those blessings pouring in, energizing our sense of that inner environment of safety and love, relaxation and openness, where discursive thoughts can naturally subside without any effort, just by focusing on the breathing, on the feeling of refuge. That whole body breathing, breathing in the blessing, filling up the body with light, the white light, and then exhaling out through the pores, touching all beings. By now when we sit down, we might, just as soon as we sit down and start to breathe in light, recognize the white, the yellow, the red, the blue, the green, the purple orbs all around us. With habituation, they'll just be there. We don't have to think about that now. Just only if it comes naturally. We recite the refuge formula. I and all living beings, as extensive as space, from now on until enlightenment is reached, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus, take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy Dharma, take refuge in the Syrian assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady Vaitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru and the Three Precious Jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind stream. Bodhicitta, in order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of the Vaitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. Gods and Asuras with their crowns bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the one who rescues from all needs. I take refuge in the Three Jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I will hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha in order to benefit all living beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. And may all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close and aversion for those they keep distant. Also, Baba Shida, Sawar Dhamma, so Baba Shida. So I'm going to try something a little different today, meditating on emptiness. So not leaving that hollow body and light body, but still open your eyes and just look at the ground in front of you. Just down your nose and just relax your gaze. And just feel the blessing coming in the crown of your head and out the pores. And then relax that. And then without too much thinking about it, just feel that reference point, that sense of me. And don't do anything, just sit and feel that while you're looking and relaxing your gaze completely, as if you were staring out a long distance view. And with one part of your breath, you're still one part of your mind, you're still aware of your breath, because that helps you from being distracted. And just see if you can connect with that innate grasping. It's not a thought. But if you do think a thought, then you think, what's the agent of that thought? What's that reference point? What's thinking? And then just imagine what that'd be like if that would just dissolve into space like a cloud in the sky. Then out of that space appears the syllable palm, a white palm, which is that in the sudden, it's that little thing, looks sort of like a bomb. It's right next to the, where it says white. And from awe comes a moon disc, on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of the white syllable tongue that emanates rays of light. The light collects back, and I become the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel, with a body, white body, one face and two arms. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving. My left hand is at my heart, holds between the thumb and a ring finger the stem of an upala flower that blossoms at the level of my ear. It has three blossoms, the center one in full bloom, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left not yet opened. These three symbolize the Buddhas of the three times. I am adorned with jewel ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. At my crown is a white om, at my throat a red ah, and at my heart a blue hum. At my heart, on a moon disc, is the white syllable tam, which emanates rays of light, inviting from Patala Buddha field in the south, the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel, surrounded by an assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And all together, Ja Hum Bam Ho. They become non-dual. Again, rays of light emanate from the syllable at my heart, inviting the initiating deities. Please bestow on me the initiation. Om Sarva Tathagata Apashikata Samaya Shriya Aham. My body is filled, purifying all stains, and the excess nectar overflowing from my crown transforms into Buddha Amitabha. So this is where we stop to meditate on divine dignity, divine pride, and clear appearance. Taking this ordinary sense of I, this self-grasping I, completely dissolved into emptiness, and instead arises the experience of white Tara. It's merely labeled I, rather than the inherently appearing I, merely labeled I, arising moment by moment with the activities and the visions of the body of the Tara. This is me now. that we bless the offerings. Om Vajramita Kandali Hana Hana Hampe Asaba Washita Savadama Saba Washita Ham. Out of emptiness, from 8 Om syllables appear spacious, extensive jewel vessels, inside of which the syllables Om transform into different offering substances, which are clear, unobstructive, and extensive as space. Om Agyam Ahum, Om Padyam Ahum, Om Pupe Ahum, Om Dupe Ahum, Om Aloke Ahum, Om Gande Ahum, Om Nude Ahum, Om Shakta Ahum. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Aryam Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Padyam Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Pube Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Dupe Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Aloke Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Gande Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Nude Prati Chahum Soha. Om Arya Sara Sapare Ware Shakta Prati Chahum Soha. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence, the one who liberates from the 8 worldly fears with Tutari, freeing from all illness with Ture, all the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings, I prostrate to the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. At the heart center of myself, visualized as Arya Vayatara, is an 8-spoked wheel with a hub and 3 rims. At the center on the moon disk is my own mind as a white tongue, encircled by the mantra for increase. Om Tari Tu Tari Turi Mama Aryu Puni Jana Pushtan Kuru Yuri Soha. On the 8 spokes of the 8 syllables, Tari Tu Tari Turi Soha. On the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om A A I I U U Ri Ri Li Li A L O O Om A Soha. On the middle rim, the consonants are arranged clockwise. Om ka 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 ga na cha 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 na cha 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 da na cha 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 da na pa 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 ba ma ya wa la ba sha sha sa ha sha sa ha. And on the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising arranged clockwise. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu teshan tadagato hi avadat teshan chayo nirode evam bari mahashramani ye so ha. The seed syllable and all the letters of the mantra are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar stream forth from the letters. At my crown is the Lord of the family, Lord Amitabha, red in color, with one face and 2 arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajra position. He is adorned at the heart with the red syllable Hri, from which hook-like red rays of light emanate in all directions, collecting all of my life energies that have been robbed stolen or caused to be taken away or scattered by human and non-human beings, as well as the essence of the five great elements and the life energies and merits of all living beings, the brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. All the wealth and goodness of existence and the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the gurus, buddhas, and bodhisattvas are collected back into the form of nectars and rays of light in different colors and absorb into the vase in Amitai's hands. By this absorption, the white nectar overflows and enters into my crown opening, absorbing into the wheel the mantra and the seed syllable at my heart. From that, rays of nectar flow down, filling my entire body. My outer body is washed. The accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations, illnesses, disturbances, and obstacles of life are cleansed and purified, thus restoring my life energies, merits, and broken vows and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. Outside of myself is a white wheel made of space iron, with space inside, like two hats joined together. The 10 spokes above, below, and into 8 directions have very sharp points turning clockwise in extremely fast speed, thereby cutting into pieces all obstacles. Tongues of flames of light rays burn and swirl, and thus all disturbing forces are completely burnt, like feathers burnt in fire. Again, from the wheel and the mantras at my heart, white rays of light emanate, filling my entire body, pacifying all illness, disturbances, obscurations, unwholesome imprints, and all obstacles to life. The rays of light go out of the pores of my body and form a white circle of light outside of myself, bringing about the accomplishment of all peaceful activities. Yellow rays of light emanate, filling my body, bringing about an increase of life, merit, dharma realizations, glories, riches, enjoyments, good health, everything we need to get enlightened. And the light radiates out and forms the yellow circle outside the white one, and brings about the accomplishments of the activities of increase. And then from the wheel, mantras and tom at my heart, right, rays of red light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to bring the three worlds under my control. The light radiates out, forming a red circle outside of the yellow circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of control. Dark blue rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to achieve all activities of destruction. Completely destroying all obstacles, unwholesome imprints, and wrong views. The lights radiate out through my pores, forming a blue circle outside the red circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of destruction. Then green rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power to achieve all enlightened activities. So all our wishes to benefit others and to benefit ourselves are being fulfilled. Light rays radiate out, forming a circle of green light outside the blue circle, bringing about the accomplishment of all enlightened activities. Then lavender rays of light emanate, bringing about stability of the power of all the activities and attainments. This light radiates, forming the circle outside the green circle. All these six circles are egg-shaped and of one single piece, very hard and strong, and cannot be destroyed even by the winds at the end of existence. All the space between each circle is filled with fresh, newly blossomed blue upala flowers, soft and tender. So then we'll recite the mantra for about 15 minutes. So remember to renew our bodhicitta motivation, and then also maybe choose one of the visualizations, either long life coming from Amitayas, or good health, or if we need peace and control, or wrath, or activities, whatever we need, and including all the people on this list here, and also Lindsay and Pauline and Barbara and Wayne. And Amanda. Just imagine that they're all in our heart as well. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Ayurboni Jana Pushtim Kurye Soha. Om
tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha. Om tare tu, tare tu re mama. Ayu puni jana pushti kurye soha.
Om tare tu, tare tu. You can just do the short one, you know. Om tare tu, tare tu soha, if you prefer. So we'll recite the praise. All the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings, I praise the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. Then the dedication. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of the wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all living beings without exception to a state of enlightenment, thus dedicating the roots of merit. And then without dissolving our sense of divine pride and clear appearance, we'll have a 15-minute break, and then come back and do what we've been doing, exercises and simple meditation.